I'm Mike McCurdy. Two top law enforcement officials in McLean County say they're disturbed by an uptick in juveniles getting into trouble with illegal guns. With the national conversation about guns still focused on the mass shooting in Las Vegas, local officials say another challenging problem is to solve what to do with minors who are arrested in gun cases. GLT's Ryan Denham has more with Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner, who says it's a challenge to strike the right balance when imposing penalties on minors.
The issue with the juveniles is getting very tough because it's very sensitive because everyone in this state, your larger communities, us, Decatur, Peoria, Champaign, Springfield has really had a spike in crime, Chicago. We are all dealing with the issue of juveniles having weapons and committing crimes with weapons. And I do not want to see a juvenile have the key thrown away on them and go to jail forever. Now, you have to be accountable for what you do. Obviously, if you take a life, it's different. But sometimes we have juveniles who are committing crimes with guns, and they are, juvenile detention center for about a day or two. And I think you hear Chicago's chief talking about how it's kind of a revolving door. They commit a crime on a Tuesday, and they can be out on Thursday or Friday. Well, what that does is two things. That juvenile who's committing these crimes, and we had one that went through the system three times before they were sent away for a bit, they kind of feel emboldened because they aren't being kept, in the system. And number two, they're a threat to the community, but I think sometimes people forget is that they're also can be, they have to look at themselves because they can be a target of crime as well. So sometimes when a person is off the street, say, for 6 to 9 months, cooler heads calm down, they aren't doing things, and, you can be saving that juvenile's life as well. I would relate to you that we had a juvenile here last summer that was down from the Waukegan area. I can't remember his name. And every time this juvenile came down, we had some shooting incidents, and that juvenile was around. Not directly related to the crime where we could tie the juvenile to it, but, when you're around something all the time and we hear about it, you're not providing information, you're associated with it in some way. And they actually tried to reach out and help this juvenile. We work, with Boys and Girls Club, and, we have youth intervention specialists. Well, this juvenile was later killed by gun violence up in the Waukegan area. And, we often wonder what would have happened had this juvenile maybe been removed from what was going on down here. And we had a juvenile down here we caught once with a handgun, was back on the street in a few days, got caught again. It wasn't until they were caught with a handgun, three handguns at once, that they were put away. And, sometimes you have to be out of the element in order to learn there are other paths to follow, is what I'm saying. But I know up in Chicago, Chief Williams says that they know that they're not going to be in detention for a long time, and they know they're going to be right back out. So it's a problem. It's a problem. It's not an easy problem to solve, but it's certainly something that probably needs to be addressed better because, like I said, it's a threat to the public, but also you're putting a juvenile back out possibly in harm's way as well.
In a separate interview, McLean County State's Attorney Jason Chambers echoed those concerns.
The age of the people that we see. So for me, the concern that I have is not an increase in amount. It's the lowering in the age of people I see with the guns committing crimes. I mean, when you're talking about, sometimes we've got 15, 16-year-olds running around with stolen handguns. That's a problem.
Illegal guns are an ongoing concern for local law enforcement. In Bloomington, police took 59 reports involving deadly weapons in 2016. That's up from just 25 in 2013. In Normal, deadly weapons reports jumped from 25 in 2014 to 42 last year. Bloomington police regularly share major arrests and police activity on its Facebook page. Recently, more and more of those posts have dealt with guns. On September 29th, a drug investigation led to an arrest and the discovery of four handguns. On September 22nd, another man was arrested with a stolen handgun. And the list goes on. So why does Bloomington Police share those gun-related incidents on Facebook?
It's important because the community needs to know that they are out there. It's for one thing, like I stated earlier, they can come from burglaries. You know, we have concealed carry now. Why we haven't had that many arise and being stolen necessarily from vehicles, but it has happened. So raise people's awareness. Raise people's awareness, and I want to be very clear. There are some very good majority of your handgun owners, you know, use safety. They secure their handguns. You know, they put them in safes. They keep them in places usually where burglars can't find them. But it is a problem. And we want to advise people to always be careful. You know, we just had a 14-year-old shot in the face over the weekend by an 18-year-old. That's a problem not only our community, but other communities are having with juveniles, unfortunately, being enamored with weapons. And if you're a juvenile and you don't have any adult supervision, there are certain ages they shouldn't be messing with the guns anyways. You know, bad things can happen. So we just want to make the community aware and also let them know that, you know, we are doing our job. You know, they hear about things and, you know, we put it out there so they can kind of find out the truth when we're investigating things.
So your department recently posted a photo on Facebook I thought was interesting. It was 10 illegal guns seized in 30 days. Can you talk about Bloomington Police Department's emphasis on reducing violent crimes and how seizing illegal guns kind of plays into that?
Whether it's one gun or 10 guns, those are 10 guns that will not hurt anybody. We'd had some issues a few years ago, back in 2002, 2003, where they had a higher than what our average is of seized guns per year then, and we were having some gang violence. And since then, we have been working in concert with the ATF. So when we seize guns, we go and we track them and, you know, enter them into those databases so we have an idea, usually, you know, hopefully where they come from or the owners or things of this nature. Of course, we do get some guns with serial numbers defaced. So it will always be a priority for us. You know, anytime we get a alleged crime involving a handgun or anytime we seize handguns, you know, that's an emphasis. Now, sometimes we don't seize as many from traffic stops as we used to probably, but we might serve a search warrant on a residence or dwelling for drugs, and then we might locate 8 or 9 handguns. So that's one thing I always tell people. When you have narcotics, be it marijuana, be it cocaine, depending on the amounts, there are usually guns associated somewhere along the line.
Prosecuting gun cases can also be challenging. Chambers cited the recent arrest, conviction, and sentence of Darvell Williams as one example of how cases involving gun violence can be difficult to prosecute. Williams opened fire in November 2016 on arrival on Bloomington's east side, a shooting that put several nearby vehicles and a store in the crossfire. Williams was convicted, but Chambers says the trial was complicated because of resistance by some witnesses to testify. Here's Chambers on what can make testimony difficult.
In some more heavily burdened justice systems, where it's a machine, and it's all right, this case has come in, we just got to dispose of it as quickly, as efficiently as possible. So, you know, someone might say, all right, well, we got him on a murder charge. They're willing to plead to instead of, you know, murder carries a minimum of 20 years. Instead of coming and pleading to that, they're saying they'll plead to a reckless for 8 years. We can get him in and out the door and we're done with this. Well, if you're the person who has to get on the stand and you're worried about some repercussion in the future, you might be thinking, oh, well, I was feeling more comfortable when I thought that me testifying truthfully, I was going to have some level of protection of not having to run into them at the supermarket in 3 years. And I think we do a good job of taking those cases seriously. There's a lot of things where we have to bend on. There's a lot of things where we have to triage. but gun violence we take pretty seriously here in McLean County.
Williams, the shooter in that Eastside case, was eventually sentenced to 40 years in prison, a stiff term that included a 20-year sentence plus a 20-year enhancement because the crime involved a firearm. The national conversation on guns is still very much focused on the recent mass shooting in Las Vegas, about access to guns and who should have guns, what type of guns, and how many. I asked Chief Hefner what he thinks about after a mass shooting, when the public debate turns to guns.
A lot of people look at that issue in many different ways. I don't hunt. I have friends that hunt. I also have friends that own, responsible friends that own assault weapons and enjoy them just for the sport of it. And they are very responsible. And I will tell you that none of my friends would have a problem with going through a background check. That is currently not done. The straw purchases, the gun shows, that's a big problem too. There, it's very obvious they've done some, couple news agencies have done shows and sent people into the gun shows, even with juveniles who look a little older, no IDs. And if you have the right amount of money, someone will sell you an assault rifle or something of that nature. So, you know, you can't, like the FOID cards, the firearm owner's identification cards within our state. If a person has a mental health issue, they're not going to write that down on the card, on the application, because they don't believe they have a mental health issue. I would just say better backgrounds. You know, right now, backgrounds aren't done on people. And like I said, the friends I have, they don't have a problem with the background checks. But nationally, that is a problem. But I think that will help. But we also have to be realistic in that if a person really wants a weapon, they're going to be able to get it. All we can do is just try to make it harder for the wrong people to get weapons. I have no problems with responsible people owning weapons. It's just the people who shouldn't have weapons who obtain them. So when you make it harder and they have to go through more, that also helps us as well, as far as tracking them and doing things, or we can find responsible people who are giving people weapons. You know, we link things up.
That's Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner. Before that was McLean County State's Attorney Jason Chambers. I'm Ryan Denham.
For a more detailed look at crime reports involving guns in Bloomington Normal, visit our website, WGLT.org.